Everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. I am CB, your hostess with the mostess, and got my boys in the building, Mr. George Biker Boy Holman, and the fabulous Mr. Roger Hawkins, actor extraordinaire. What is up, guys? What's up? This holiday season?
What it does, people, what it does.
It ain't gonna bother me.
You're that damn tree.
Your tree ain't gonna bother me, man.
Your tree.
Oh, my tree. You don't like my tree? It's Christmas time.
Hey, man.
Got Santa chilling up there above my head, flying across the city sky. Dude.
What truck did it fall off of? I was like, George got the hook up. Nah. What's good, people? What's good?
Oh, shoot. You know, doing what we do.
What's going on?
Nada. Negative. I'm not even going to go on that bench today. I'm just saying.
I was going to say, no news is good news coming from there, right?
Hey, I'm just saying, hey. But, I mean, we got, just the customers never cease to amaze me. That's all I can say. They never cease to amaze me.
Oh, I'm so sure. What's your weather like where you at, Crystal? How y'all looking weather-wise? We are.
Oh, the weather's dead nice.
Right. Y'all going through some tornadic type shit.
Y'all got some tornado type shit going on?
Hey, yeah, and there's some in the lower part, southern parts of Missouri, but, I mean, around Kansas City, 50, 60 miles an hour winds all day long, just straight wind. And it was like 72 degrees all day, but it was windy as hell. I mean, windy as hell. Yeah, this evening, it just poured down, the rain poured down on us.
Yeah, see, we got almost freezing rain yesterday. Then it was like, shit, 48, 49 today. I heard y'all were at, 70. we kind of freezing here. Kind of freezing.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't right. Yeah, we're going to come up out of it, I hope.
For the last couple of days. But you know what? I love the rain. There's something about the rain that just, lulls you and puts you in a Arizona state
mood.
Of mind. It's called what?
State of mind.
Mad because it's raining.
Rain.
What are you doing in the rain? Rain is fun. so many things I'm, you can I'm, do. In... It's fun. Rain is see, there's nothing like standing in the rain, you know, you got your hair wet, you know, clothes wet in all the right places, and you're just ready to have fun.
Oh, Lord. Here comes the X-rated segment.
Include rain scenes. Now, come on.
No. That's what I was waiting on. I was just waiting here like, okay, because I appreciate that, because I get tired of people going, oh, you just want to lay in bed and sleep and all that bullshit. No, I'm not that. So, no, you're right. I was just wondering where you were going with it, because if you'd have given me the whole, you get to lay up and sleep and snuggle and cuddle and all those words that I don't use, I was going to be like, nope. But, yeah, now cold rain, no, I don't do cold. I think we know that about Raj. I do not do cold. But, yeah, trust me, you get that whole summer tropical action going on, it's like that. Then, yeah, then you got action then. So I am 100% mm-hmm. with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Hey, but I'm with you with the whole cold and rain thing. See, I can do rain. I can do cold. I can't do cold rain.
No, I don't like cold rain either. Nice summer warm rain. I can totally get nice breeze blowing. And I think about the fun I've had in the rain. Great time. Great memories.
Don't get me wrong. Every now and then you get mosquito bites on you.
I don't want
to. I know. I'm not listening. George is over there like, ah.
I'm about to go get a spoon and dig my ears out.
Not that bad.
That's real.
It's not that bad.
Nah, we don't.
You're my cousin. Yes, it is.
We are not privy to any of that. We are privy to
human. Cousin who is also human. And who likes to have fun.
I know you're human.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know you're human. I just don't want to hear about it.
All right. Well, moving on. So, what is going on in the car rental world right now? Apparently, Hertz Rental Car has been sending their customers to jail or falsely having them arrested for driving a stolen vehicle, despite having receipts confirming their rentals. So the furious claimants say that Hertz used an unreliable computer system and filed false police reports, which led to them being falsely arrested and sometimes jailed for months for stealing a car that they did not steal.
So 165 customers
are suing them for being falsely arrested for driving a stolen car that wasn't stolen.
Now, is it all happening in the same place or is it different places?
Different places.
So really, they're doing it to collect? Oh, no. See, I tend to rent from Hertz oftentimes when I go back to KC. Not that I've had that issue or anything, but yeah, that's one of those, you know what, something like that happens, don't worry, I got the time off. I'm coming back. We're going to talk about it. But no, really, months. Think about that. Like, not even overnight, but like months. Yeah, I'd be inconsolable. It'd be over. Something would have to happen.
This has happened to 165 customers. One, she was in the store.
Damn.
And she came in and the car was being towed. And they were saying that the car was stolen when it wasn't. One, she returned the car and they said the car was stolen, but the car was on their lot. Make that make sense.
Well, yeah, so, talk about it.
Yeah.
I think my question would be, so what happens when everything gets worked out? Because you got to think there are going to be lawsuits galore. You got 165 people.
So far.
My point exactly. Hertz is about to go out of business. I'm about to go buy some cars for the low, low. George, we opening up a shop.
Right. We going shopping.
You about to get cars for like $1.75. Hertz is going under. There's no way that's not going to completely tarnish their reputation, what it already has. But, I mean, that's a hell of a burn. And think about it. It's holiday time. People are traveling. People are renting. That might be the last thing you do. Look, nobody else has cars. Hey, look, I'm going to catch the bus. Hertz is like, we got one. No, I'm going to catch the bus.
It makes me wonder if OJ got his Bronco from Hertz.
Yeah. Hey, white Bronco, legendary. I've actually seen the couple. They are nice. But here's a question. Because again, in the news, you know, you see all of these, and I'm happy about it. A lot of these men are being exonerated and things like that after a long time. I don't think you could do it with me, but my question to you is, you know, would you be okay if they interviewed you and said, listen, we're going to pay you, let's say, $1 million every year that you were incarcerated or whatever, but you can't say anything negative and you have to interview and get on TV and you know how they do the whole step and fetch it shit. Like, you know, I'm just grateful and, you know, I forgive them and all this bullshit. So if that was your stipulation for receiving like $35 million, could you or would you do that?
What I tell myself, yes.
Fair enough.
$35 million. I go back for a little while.
I mean, because I think what I see a lot of times is I see, you know, these people come out, and again, you've been locked up 10, 20, 30 years. They come out and they say, you know, oh, you know, I'm just thankful, and, you know, they either get into the whole I forgive or, you know, God got me through, or whatever shit they want to say to kind of, you know, make it seem okay. And I ask myself that all the time. Could I be interviewed and say that kind of shit? Now, if you just said, hey, don't say anything and we'll pay you to go away, then that might be one thing, in which case I would just write a tell-all book or something. But, I mean, I just don't know that I could be interviewed and then go with that line of thinking with, you know, hey, you should be thankful and grateful to be out because blah, 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 when – you know, it should have never happened. I think about that all the time because it's beginning to happen more and more. And I'm really thankful to people that are kind of fighting for that. But I can't even begin to explain some of the stuff that would come out of my mouth if they interviewed me for being wrongful. You can't wrongfully accuse me and put me in for 3 hours without me losing it. So I can't imagine 3 decades. I really can't. You know, my heart goes out to those guys. And guess what? I'm 70. You're going to give me $30 million? What am I going to do? Shit, buy a gold coffin in the next 10, 15 years is bullshit. It's not fair. But I was just wondering, like, yeah, could they buy a Silence George? George is like, yeah, they could. And Chris was like, do I have a suit? Yeah, she does. As a matter of fact, she's standing butt naked with pink pumps on, singing I'm a Little Teapot on the news for that $35 mil, y'all. And if it rains, she'd be happy about that, too. Just want y'all to know that. I wouldn't agree to be incarcerated for that long, but you know what I mean. Pay me some way.
Right.
Pay me some way. So check it real quick. Since my girl Mimi ain't here, I'm gonna have to help her out with her segment on Mimi's gift list. I'm cracking open some of my birthday yak. What you got? And if she's late, I'm doing it anyway.
Now it's time for Mimi's Fine Wine.
I had wine the other day. I'm not doing that. But in honor of our sis, my sisters know I like Grand Marnier. Some people think that's kind of crazy. It is kind of unusual, but the Granny's the real deal. I love it. And I'm not a huge, like, straight liqueur fan, but Grand Marnier is good stuff, and I do drink it straight along with other things. But for those of you that don't know if you like it or not, if you like a top-shelf margarita, then, yes, you do like Grand Marnier because that's one of the ingredients of a top-shelf. So it's just orange liqueur. A lot of times people use triple sec and things like that as a substitute in the, you know, lower tier drinks and whatnot. But anyway, Mimi girl, we got you. And happy birthday, late birthday to me. I got it for my birthday. Cheers. I know you're sitting on yours, Crystal. You're a wild card on this one. You know, you with us tonight or no? Exactly. She's always a wild card.
Negative.
Don't come in a damn water bottle either. Get that out of here. I'm in water.
You got the water bottle.
Black
high quality H2O.
Okay. So, okay. You're right. Bobby Boucher
it's
over there.
Still water beverage to help maintain a normal functioning immune system. So it's very good for you. It's the flavor of blackberry. It goes down very smooth. It's so refreshing.
Who's
and
this?
Not only tastes good, it's also
you look like you practiced that for a commercial.
Yo, you're hired. Yeah, you're hired. She's like, there you go. All right. Yeah, we're not. I'm not sold on it. I'm not trading mine in. Sorry.
Cheers.
We're gonna have to work on you and that. We're gonna have to work on that.
No, what's crazy is like in the move, I accidentally dropped my wine glass, so I don't have anything to.
That should be on your shopping to-do list.
I know. I forgot to buy a hammer. That's how organized I am. We were going to hang up some Christmas decorations only to find out we can't because we don't have a hammer.
I was going to say you should, but I understand. Here's where the fun and the mayhem starts with home ownership is because you start to realize like all of this stuff, little things you were like, need that. So one thing you will do is accumulate tools, which, you know, we love that. Tools never lose value. They're all now make sure you know how to use them. Don't be over there, you know, trying to, you know, fix everything with that damn hammer because it doesn't work. Like, you know, you look at her, she got her computer and she got the hammer trying to do it. You know, don't do that. I need you to get your tool kit. Let's get a whole tool kit.
Right.
I've been looking at a lot of YouTube videos and learning how to do it yourself type stuff. And I'm going to be caulking my shower because it was leaking. So I've got to learn how to caulk it. So I've been, like, looking at the YouTube videos and learning how to caulk stuff. And I bought, like, the caulking gun, which I'm still trying to figure out how to load that thing. And then the little caulking thing, which you're supposed to cut the tip off. But I just don't know how you cut the tip off because it's so thick. It's like, you're just going to cut through that thing? Who the heck knows? So I'm still learning.
Yes, you do. But you just the tip now, just the tip. it's you'll get there. But good for you. DIY videos, and again, YouTube is a lot of people's daddy now. So, I mean,
and I bought Gorilla Glue. I'm so excited. It's the coolest thing.
Okay,
it's like,
no, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Don't try to put your eyelashes on with it.
Oh, no.
Don't do your hair with it.
I
don't use it for your edges.
Don't
use it for your edges.
That brain damage.
No weave, no eyelashes. This is all me. This is what you call all natural. With a little bit of color for cuteness.
That's good though. That's really good. Look, I can appreciate and approve when you're doing that because believe it or not, you know, it pays to be handy. I always think about there was a woman who had a small child and was going through the ringer, actually learned via YouTube. She literally built the house from the ground up. Most impressive thing I've ever seen. It was a sister too. I mean, literally, couldn't get along. They were tossing her around. No stability. She and her son, daughter, they were in the shelter. She got on YouTube. And when I say my girl laid the foundation from the cinder blocks up and built everything, she is my hero. And, I mean, I think she ended up getting, like, a lot of money and sponsor and things like that because they were trying to give her the whole, well, you know, it's not legal because, you know, of all the, you know, the, or what do you call it, the you know, electricity and all the things. And she ended up, but she ended up getting, you know, all of the funding and stuff like that. Super impressed. All that to say, keep doing what you're doing on the YouTube thing because, shit, YouTube has taught people, unfortunately, a little too much at times.
Right.
Learn how to change a tire, which I'm still not comfortable with. However, because the last time I tried to change one, when you put the thingy underneath it that pushes it up, the jack thing, when you jack it up, the car can still fall.
Theoretically, yes. If it's on an incline, if it's at a weird angle, yes. But they have made jacks much safer in the past, you know, 3 decades, because I promise you, Boo Boo, if you would have done this in the 80s, you might not be here. Those jacks would have killed your ass. But
no,
you remember those
jacks?
When I jacked the car. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong, so I need to look out some more videos because I do not know what the heck I'm doing.
I know initially you had an SUV, and those can be a little different from a car, but more than likely it comes with a jack that fits into a little notch or onto a little bump underneath, for lack of a better phrase, under the frame that more or less secures it and keeps it from sliding. And then, of course, you either turn the crank or push the handle, and it goes up. Now, you can't jack it all the way up to the maximum height because then it will tip over, or at least it'll crash down, which you don't want.
Maybe that's why, because I use a jack for my car to jack up the trail blade. Maybe
not a good idea. All right, how about this? That would be like trying to use a little step stool to climb on top of your house. Like, it's not the adequate tool. I get that it was sufficient, you know, for the car, but no, when you have an SUV or like a Jeep or something large, like a truck, you have to jack them up a totally different way, totally different way. So that probably is your issue. It probably maxed out, and the damn thing went up about 6 inches.
I picture her doing this with Ned DeWino in a six-pack.
Watch her. You know what? You tried. I'm mad.
Yeah. He also played Woodrow on Sanford and Son. Mimi! Yay!
I got questions already.
You guys can hear me?
Yep. Yep.
Yes, we can.
Okay, hold on, I got a whole lot I still need to do. Hold on. Because if we start going into another dimension, it's because I done did too much. Guys, how are you? I miss you guys.
We got you here.
Look, long story short, my ass just woke up, okay?
What?
So, really? I was early. I'm good. Look, no, it's not even, look, this is how bad it is. It's not even.
Hey, what
and I don't feel bad. The signing, I'm going to contact you guys because this means sponsored shit, damn it. Look, when I say I woke up early, right, I was like, okay, it's 10 o'clock. I got a little bit of time. Let me just rest my head back down for like additional 5 or 10 minutes. Ah, shit. I picked up my bed. I opened my eye. I'm like, why do I feel like I need to be somewhere?
Because you do.
I saw 11:05. I looked at my phone. I was like, Mimi, where you at? I was like, So guys, if I look a little regular because I got my little hat on, you can't even tell whether my hair is long, short, or what, because all of me is black, honey. It's a black day right now.
I got a drink,
but I gotta get it. But for right now, honey, your chick on some Dasani, because, yeah. So something happened to me the last couple of days that I didn't understand. It looked like I had bumped to the back of my heel on God knows what it was. But when I say your girl was paralyzed and laid out for two damn days and everybody asking me, Mimi, did a spider bite your foot? What was it? No spider, no nothing. It must have been some hoodoo, voodoo, moodoo, lulu, doo-doo. Because your girl was out. She could not walk. But thankfully, God, it's a little bit still sore today, but it's not as bad as it was the last 2 days. So, guys, I'm on track, man. How's everybody doing, damn it? Hey, okay, well. Boy, tell me, you guys made it to class, okay? Shit.
Right. All right. I'm here to book this shit down. No, we're good now. We're good. We're complete. So what's up?
We are complete, honey. I saw the three little squares. I'm like one missing. She might be in the dark, but she missing. She right here now.
You sure right.
You missed it. We did the Mimi's Fine Wine in honor of you and everything.
Look. I'm about to get me some shit. You might see a little black box for about 5 seconds, but I'll be right back. And this is my 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 comes in, honey. Let me get my ass up in here. Anyway, guys, look, watermelon margarita. It is right now. Guys, no cup, no ice. Okay, you know what? She's just late to class. Okay, and a little bit unprepared.
She's going straight out the box today. Me means just like she just.
I can't do it.
Mimi's going organic.
Even my mic ain't ready, honey. I just look. She's in class, okay? She's here, and let's go. What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Talking about Hertz arresting people, falsely arresting people, saying that they stole the cars when they didn't. So Yeah, 165 customers are suing Hertz now. And some of them spent months in jail. And that's a felony charge of car theft. But they didn't steal the car. And
that's
they
a hell
have
of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
165 customers they did this to. And they're still being.
I'm about to add something crazy. And Mimi, we were talking about the whole, you know, getting out, when people get out and get exonerated and get money. I have another question that follows that for you guys.
I don't even get addressed on the show.
Hey, so we can change the name of this show, shit. All right, we taking donations. Mimi's Cash App is, shit. Don't be sending ones either. We got a trip to take, baby. All right. Who's going to be the first on the show to start stripping? Me, I'm being good.
Oh, my gosh. Look, let me tell y'all something. It's the first for everything, okay? So, anyway, every now and then, Mimi might do something unorthodox, but she's present, y'all, okay? Shoot, don't talk about me. Don't judge me.
No, we're going to do that, but it's cool. You with us.
You got to have a don't judge me segment, honey.
Look at I'll that. Be timing out on
I'm even... Look, I even dropped off the damn freaking wagon. Look, let me get back in here.
That's all right. You can fall off the wagon, fall back on. It's cool. It happens. Some of us have that effect. Fall off the wagon.
But yes, Mama, go ahead, because that sounds like serious. That's like some deep stuff right there. When it comes, you know, that's like false imprisonment. That's you really messing up some people's lives that got names. You know, these folks are not just anybody's, you know?
It's crazy. And it says
I was just saying, I thought about the fact that if everybody, let's say they have a class action, which is probably what's going to happen, that's when what ends up happening is a company has to file for bankruptcy, go under, reemerges another company, but they file for protection. I'll be willing to bet you that's what happens. If Hertz comes back as who the hell knows, horse and pony or, you know, car rental. Because if an actual class action lawsuit pops up, man, they're going down the drain. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think about that because Hertz usually hooks me up, too. See, I'm pushing for y'all. Hertz hooks me up when I get to KC. They usually give me a plug on the ride. But they probably look like, nah, he's felonious enough. We ain't going to send him because, you know, he might come back. And they would be right. So, thank y'all for not doing that to me, Hertz. You know, they look out for me at KCI So I can't front, but yeah, y'all in the doghouse right now, people.
Yeah, and so. It gets worse. One of the customers said that she was arrested at gunpoint after the company falsely reports that her vehicle was stolen.
Now see, now we, that's different. I mean, it's bad enough, but yeah, you gonna draw down? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But granted, it is. I mean, it's a felony. I get it, but man, when it's all like not real, I couldn't deal. I believe in exercising that double jeopardy. Just in case anybody's listening out here, don't accuse me of some shit, and then I get out, I'm gonna go do it. That's what I'm gonna do. Goddamn it. I just want y'all to know, if you accuse me of stealing your car, and I get out in 18 months, your shit's gone. Y'all know. Middle name is Double Jeopardy.
You don't get the Taj for real.
you can't try me for the same thing twice. So, see, don't accuse me of nothing, because that's your ass, High Top.
That's true, man.
That's true. But, yeah, you can't falsely accuse somebody of something. Now, on a kind of a tripped-out note, I saw something today that tripped me out. It was a brother who live streamed himself talking about some heinous crap he did. You see, anybody see that?
No.
This brother, I don't know what happened. I haven't followed. A friend of mine showed it to me at work. I'm really afraid that the end result is probably maybe this individual is no longer here along with some other people. But anyway, this brother was, okay, so he was speaking on depression, you know, and I suppose to paraphrase, so don't nobody get mad at me if I get. Long story short, he was married. The woman he was married to falsely accused him. You got me, Mimi, of molesting his own children. 3 years trying to fight custody battles and things like that. He was in a very, very dark place. And then I guess he had gotten with another woman, had another child, and she threatened to do the same thing. So she was like, you know, you'll never see your kid again, X, Y, Z. Well, he live streamed himself going, hey, guy, or he was videoing himself going, hey, look, never thought I'd be that guy, but I just shot my, you know, baby's mom in the head. He was like, you know, I know I'm going to jail. He said, here's the thing. He said, I can't go to prison. We know what that means. I can't go to jail. So then he was just saying, listen, his message was, women, stop doing that. Depression's real. Now, I'm not going to say who caused it, but he was like, look, don't do that to someone who has no one, who wants to see him kids, blah, blah, blah. Then, in the middle of doing this, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And he busted and dropped the phone, and I don't know what happened, but he actually said,
man, I was looking at the end. I went to the end of the video like, oh, shit, is there more to this video? Like, I was really trying to, is this a hoax? What is it? Like,
yeah,
it's just so bad.
He made it, he dropped the phone, went in there, and he was like, look, I'm going to probably do her, then do myself. So there's a potential, if it's real, potentially three people are not here. Now, even if it's a hoax, which, why would you do that? Because, again, that's got to be illegal to do it, you know, because it's a public threat. So that's illegal.
Right.
I don't think the gentleman was joking. I don't know. My point is, and this is going to trip some people out, and I said this today, a therapist once said, I heard a therapist say something was really cool, learn to fight fair. So what that means is if you're married or in a relationship or with anyone living together, whatever your situation, learn to fight fair. In other words, if that shit happened 5 years ago, don't bring that into today's argument or today's fight. Whatever we're upset about, let's address. You have to get closure because, unfortunately, people often go, yeah, well, remember when, boom, 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 and, you know, remember when was 10 years ago. I'll be the first to tell you, you can ask anybody, if we made it beyond that and you bring that up to me, I'm going to tell you to shut up. Yeah, remember that time? I really don't care. That's gone. You can't keep bringing old ammunition, spent ammunition for gunfight. You know, you're shooting with an empty shell. And so it's like, I think when people do that kind of thing, no matter what you do, remember I saved you. No matter what you do, remember I helped you. And you don't let anything progress. And if you don't let go of things and get closure, this is kind of what happens. Now, this man looked like someone that was in a dark place. And I know a lot of people really, really are like that, men, women, whoever. You're like that. But his message was really on point when he was saying don't do that. I mean, he was in a really bad place. But look, to do that to, because you know it hurts anyone to deny someone, to take the children and leave, be that man or woman,
yeah,
to hold you over someone's head, whether it be their job or finances or car or children. It's not fighting fair. I mean, there's a way to disagree. And that's why I love when that gentleman said that years ago. He said, learn to fight fair. If you want to argue or disagree about who's is for the dishes, find a way to figure that out. But don't say, well, yeah, but you remember that time you wrecked my car in 97? Well, I'm three cars deep. Like, you can't keep
right.
getting that forward. And people do that with infidelity or with mismanagement of money or things like that. It's the number one, you know, it's the number one ace in the hole that people go to. Or taking away children, I'm not going to let you see them, and I'm going to take all your money, and things like that that really put people in a bad place. Like, if you feel like your back is against the wall, so now I have to pay for something, and then I have to pay for other things that I can't even have access to, that would probably put me in a dark place too. And
mm-hmm.
and a desperate individual, will desperate people do desperate things. And,
that's
and
right.
like I said, I really think it wasn't true, but it sure as hell, I mean, It kept me captivated. I watched and listened to the whole video, which I don't do. So,
but the thing is, what people need to realize is that you can't progress forward if you're stuck in the past. You can't do it. It's like being stuck in the mud and you're trying to spin your wheels to get out of the mud. But if you're not doing everything you can to get out of that, then you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to spin one wheel and the other wheel is not going to do anything. So you're going to continuously stay stuck. So it's a mind thing. It's again, it goes back to mind over matter. If you are, you know, hell-bent on being stuck on the negativity that happened in the past, like everyone at some point has been scorned. Everyone at some point has been burned. Everyone at some point has had their heart broken. You know, family conflicts, the whole nine yards. We've all gone through that. But if you get stuck in the past because of that or hold that grudge, you're going to block all the wonderful things that life could have in store for you because you're blocking your own blessings. You're blocking the good that can come into your life. And not everyone has the mindset. You have to try to find the good in every situation. Everything happens for a reason. You could be the richest person and lose everything and then learn how to build it up again. I mean, everything happens for a reason. And until people can get that understanding or get that mindset, they're not going to progress forward. We can't progress forward. That's just how it is.
Well, I hope the brothers are too progressed. To be honest, I'll be 100% honest with you. Like I said, he seemed like, you know what, I'm gonna complete the hat trick. So, you know, I don't know. I'm sure if it was real, it'll be in the news soon enough. So we'll find out. I think we got a quick pause for the calls. What you got, George?
Yeah, let's take that pause for the calls right quick.
If you're just joining the show, welcome to CB and the Boys, brought to you by CB and the Boys Incorporated and World Radio LLC. You can catch us live every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, and YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And now, back to CB and the Boys.
All right. And welcome back to CB and the Boys. Joining us. Welcome in, everyone. George, how about those cheese?
Hey, they broke their foot off in them. Broke it off. Just put it all the way up in there, all the way up to the knee. And just broke it off.
48-9.
That is just.
Like, the Raiders not
just,
try.
That's just.
I was going to say, look at the disrespect. When you walk into somebody's house and stand on their logo, midfield yet. Make your little speech, your rah-rah and all that. Okay, George, I'm going to send somebody that you don't like to your crib to stick in your lazy boy, take the remote control to your TV, and take your bottle and start TV. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the
rule. It's not going to get that far. It's not going to make it that far.
So that's what I feel like was done on Sunday. And you know what? Thank you. Thank you. Ngakoue, or whatever the hell his name is. I appreciate that cat for doing that. He definitely lit the fire that was needed. So, you know, they can actually pin that whole ass whooping on him. And he's a team leader and things like that. And, you know, we appreciate him. And I hope I see him somewhere down on Fremont or on the strip. I'm buying a beer. That was a horrible, horrible mistake. I wish they would stay motivated like that when it really, really counts. I mean, this has been an up-and-down year. I mean, it's the nature of this sport. So I'm just glad to see that the light kind of went on a few weeks ago. Anything can happen, but at least they're putting up a showing, in my opinion. They're playing with some cojones finally, because the first, like, 5 or 6 games, man, I could have sworn it was Girl Scout Troop 11, the Chiefs cheerleaders, like, shit, Hogan High School out there. I don't know who the fuck was playing out there, but they woke up.
Well,
so,
like I said before, you know, one or two things happen. Either A, they found their niche and they're coming together as a team, or B, Raiders just had a really bad day and just couldn't get nothing together.
Well, somebody got a nice check.
It's one of those two.
Well, somebody got a nice check and decided to play better.
And we're going to find out. We're going to find out within the next 2 games, because we're looking at the Chargers next week. Then we got the Steelers after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In fact, I say next week, we got the Chargers tomorrow, the Thursday night game. And then next week, we follow up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if we come out of those two games, Shonda, it's a wrap, because we Chiefs as a whole have always had struggles with Pittsburgh. It don't matter if it was in Pittsburgh or in Kansas City. We've always had struggles with Pittsburgh.
Mike's a bad boy. I'm not a fan of them, but Mike is a bad boy from a coaching standpoint. And he definitely kind of had a number. I do feel like, you know, everybody's going through their thing right now with injuries and stuff like that. So this is the time of year when it's really just gut check time. You figure out, like, yo, you know what, who's got it? They're bringing people up from practice squad. I mean, you're starting to pull people from everywhere, and they've got to show up and show out because everybody's needed. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, you know. We'll see what happens.
Yep, yep.
But
with that being said, it's time to hear from our boys at the Barbecue and Sports Podcast.
I'm Jason Weaver.
And I'm Kelsey Moore.
And we're from Barbecue and Sports Podcast, bringing you sports in 90 seconds or less.
The Kansas City Chiefs routed the Las Vegas Raiders 48-9 Sunday to keep control of the AFC West. The Cleveland Browns upset the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are now only one game up on the Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals for the division. The Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Titans need one more win to seal the AFC South division title. The LA Rams upset the Arizona Cardinals Monday, which opened the door for the Green Bay Packers to take the top spot in the NFC with their big win over the Chicago Bears. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers took care of business Sunday with their win over the Buffalo Bills. The Dallas Cowboys extend their lead in the NFC East with a big win over the Washington football team. As it stands, the wild card teams in the AFC are the LA Chargers, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Buffalo Bills. In the NFC, you have the LA Rams, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Washington football team.
Sunday, LeBron James became the oldest player in the NBA to record a 30-point triple-double previously held by Kobe Bryant. Tuesday, the Golden State Warriors' Steph Curry knocked down his 2,974th three-pointer, passing Hall of Famer Ray Allen and becoming the all-time leader in 3 points. In college basketball, the 9-0 Baylor Bears take over the number one spot after beating Villanova Sunday, followed by Duke, Purdue, UCLA, and Gonzaga. The college football playoffs have been announced. 1 seed Alabama plays 4 seed Cincinnati, and 2 seed Michigan will play 3 seed Georgia.
Don't stop smoking the meat.
The meat.
LeBron James, man. LeBron James. LeBron. Triple-double. That dude, he might need to just punch somebody in the face once a season.
Because
ever since he did that, boy, he's been acting a fool ever since that.
I mean, I feel like my dude is going through something because every other day he's in the news for some, like, dumb shit. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that life is like, but it just seems like at this point he just doesn't have anything else to accomplish. So he's like, I might as well become a villain now.
Whatever it is, whatever it is, it has improved his game.
He hasn't been in the news about nothing. He hasn't been in the news about cheating, no scandals, no shit. Everything is in. He's crying about a ball or something on the basketball court. And then all of a sudden, he's caught in the middle of all kinds of stuff. His name is in the middle of everything lately. Come on, guys. You know how that goes. We got to say that LeBron is a real person and he does dumb shit sometimes.
Hey, whatever it is, look, whatever it is, they done pissed the man off because he has been acting a fool on the court and taking it out on everybody. I mean, that dude has been playing some ball. He's been playing some of the these last few games, ever since he punched that dude in the face, he's done played some of the best ball he's ever played. He got a triple-double. Are you serious right now? The oldest player in the NBA gets a triple-double?
He was impressed. He had to get that 10. I don't know. He had to get something out. I'm just wondering because you're right. I've not heard that before, and then all of a sudden, like every other day, he's doing this and doing that, and it just makes me wonder, like, is it a particular angle being taken or what because of that? You know, some people embrace that role of supervillain. Some people embrace that role of superhero. And again, to me, I'm like, this dude has done everything you can do in the sport. Shit, he's bored now. Now he wants to switch teams. You know, he wants to get on the Hall of Doom, not the Hall of Justice. Instead, he wants to be with the, you know, he's tired of being one of the super teams. Legion of Doom.
They called him out. What happened was that the whole media called him out, and now he's showing out. He's like, you know what? Let me give you guys a little bit of show. Let me show y'all that LeBron know how to F up, okay? Let me show y'all that.
Fair enough. Just curious, but do your thing, brother. And the fact that he's got so much longevity because he came in so young, already know. You know, big ups to Steph, too, because, you know, Steph, you know, everybody, you know, you got to love Steph unless he beats your team.
Right.
It's a bad boy. So, and not that I really follow it that much, but, you know, you got to follow the great one, you know.
I love Seth. His wife got him cooking in the kitchen and watching the kids. It's all good.
It's so cute.
Let's not talk about that. Let's keep it moving, Dr. Cow. Okay?
Yeah, I'm about to say,
y'all know, I'm making
he gave the housekeeper and the maid the hour off and shit, because you know he ain't doing that for real. Shit.
It's all good. I can't see him doing that.
All right, guys. This is history. The U.S. declares an end to the war in Iraq. In a ceremony held in Baghdad on December 15, 2011, the war that began in 2003 with the American-led invasion of Iraq officially comes to an end. Though today was the official end date of the Iraq War, violence continued and, in fact, worsened over the subsequent years. The withdrawal of American troops had been a priority of President Barack Obama, but by the time he left office, the United States would again be conducting military operations in Iraq. So 5 days after the 9/11 attacks, President George W. Bush announced the War on Terror, an umbrella term for a series of preemptive military strikes meant to reduce the threat terrorism posed to the American homeland. The first such strike was the invasion of Afghanistan in October 2001. Which began a war that continued for 2 decades. So what are you guys' thoughts on that? You know, the end of the war.
Money.
Look, something's going to happen.
You know what they've done? They've industrialized the area. They went to war, they fought, and it did just enough of what they needed to do to industrialize the area. You know what the you know how the military's got rations and things and that sort, you know, and they eat and then they self-sustaining and all that stuff. But guess what the people in the military over there do when they're not fighting? They go to Walmart and McDonald's. Industrialize. Money. It's money. They got the oil, they put the Walmart in there, they put the McDonald's in there. They're industrializing. It's about the greenbacks, the dinero, the money. It's all about
what's
the money.
George, what's this character's name?
I'm just saying. That's what it is. She asked our thoughts. There's my thoughts. It's all about the money. The man went in there and said, "Oh well, I'm just gonna kick your ass and take your oil." And he was like, "Well, shit. While we're here, Walmart, why don't y'all come on over here and build me something up here so we can go and do a little shopping and all this and that."
Yeah,
and like, well, we got to eat, you know what I'm saying? So they kicked in the McDonald's and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Money. Corporate money. At somebody else's expense.
they really were in the Walmart over there.
Right. But money definitely plays a big part. Money plays a big part in everything. I mean, think about it. When something happens, the person who has the most money is the one who comes out on top. So, yeah, the 1%. Those are the ones that get looked at. You know, those are the ones that get taken care of. You know, and the middle class, you know, people like us, we suffered because of that. But you know what? My outlook on it is this. I can't be angry for something I've never had. And I can't be longing for something or bitter for something that I've never had, you know?
Until we hit that six-figure income, come the turn of the year, we start doing real good, and the IRS start coming to us with some extra shit. Anyway. I don't want to say much, you know. I got my tax office for the last 18 years. I don't want them to snatch my damn number.
Hey, get off the radar, girl. Get off the radar.
I'm gonna give you the answer. It's about the money. All
I need you to
about
that.
The money.
We're glad you're in the film industry, and you know, the money looks good. So when we're ready to do that money scene, we know
all
where to come.
The money.
George over there looking like he wants to be an extra and paid in full. Like, nah, what do you think? They're not making a
profit. He got the drop. Don't take it away from him. Don't be ahead of your
whole life. The money.
He got the perfect drop.
About the money.
Right. I need him to have a big-ass chain and a troop outfit on and a Kangol.
Or a Kangol. Bring him back from the
80s. Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean that's the truth of the matter. You know, if you got it, and Uncle Sam wants it, they're gonna go get it. That's the truth of the matter. Yeah, and you can hide behind a lot of different meetings and summits and get-togethers and gatherings, but in the end, it's just, you know, kind of like Crystal said about the, you know, it really who's swinging the biggest club, you know, and then I'm gonna, coming in, so. You know, glad that. Here's the interesting. People that are, like, say, military personnel, they look at it one way because it's their job and occupation. If they didn't have something to, you know, work towards, what's the purpose of them? It's how they feel. So I get that there are people that want to deploy and want to engage and things like that. And you can name it patriotism and all kind of other crap, but in the end, it's the job they signed up for and what they need to do. For people that, because you know, a non-working, non-engaging military person is a civilian, more or less. They don't have anything to do. A country that's not actively, you know, engaging in doing something to, you know, hire their position is probably on the verge of having it done to them. It's like the way of the world. It's been like that throughout all time. So it's kind of a checks and balances type of thing going on, as sad as it may seem. We just happen to be, you know, living in the country that tends to get the top full rank, you know, unlike a lot of other ones. Yeah. Don't want to go over there with Kim. Kim will fire some shit off on you. So, you know, you pick and choose who you bully.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
That is the gospel truth.
Yeah.
So,
you got to pick and choose.
You do. You really do.
What up?
So, guys, is the holiday season. So is everyone excited that this is the Christmas season? I know it's become commercialized, but this is the month of perpetual joy and season's greetings. And there's one thing I have to say is that there is no place like Christmas in Kansas City. Yep, I said it. Christmas in Kansas City is unlike no other. Like, seriously, Christmas in Kansas City, man, it's just, it's an amazing time. Like, Thanksgiving night, we have the lighting of the mayor's, the plaza lighting, and then the day after, you have the lighting of the mayor's Christmas tree. Everyone sings. It's so much fun. When they light the plaza lights, which is a year-long tradition, I mean, it's gone back decades after decades after decades. It's such a tradition for Kansas City, and, you know, and if it snows, even better, because it's so cold. You're standing there freezing, but you feel the warmth of the Christmas spirit coursing all through your body, all through your veins, and you see it on the person standing next to you and the person in front of you as everyone raises their voices. Some not that good, but raises their voices, singing these wonderful Christmas carols, and it just puts you in the Christmas mood. Like, I am one who doesn't just like Christmas. I love Christmas. And it's kind of a selfish reason why, because being an only child, I got whatever I wanted, but that's beside the point. But also, you know, having siblings, so I have the best of both worlds, being an only child, plus I have siblings, so. Anyway, but it's just such a fun time of year. You know, everyone is just together, and it's such a great feeling. So there are some films that I want to recommend to you guys that you should definitely check out over the holiday season. Now, one would definitely
be... And now it's time for At the Movies with CB. Yep. At the Movies with CB.
There we go. Thank you, Alvin and the Chipmunks, for that. Anyway, so the first film that I recommend everyone watch is It's a Wonderful Life, starring the wonderful Jimmy Stewart. Hollywood royalty. Now, all of these films that I'm going to recommend to you, and I'm just going to recommend three. So these are my top three for this week. And next week, we're doing the top five, so through Christmas. So this first one is A Wonderful Life with James Stewart, Donna Reed, Lionel Barrymore also stars in the film. The all-star cast, it's wonderful, it's A Wonderful Life. But the message of the film is wonderful because it's kind of like one of those be careful what you wish for type of thing. Now, Jimmy Stewart plays George Bailey, and he doesn't realize how much existence touched other people's lives. If he was not born, so many things would not have taken place if not for him. So I'm not going to give the film away if you haven't seen it, but I'm sure everyone should have seen this film. It's a Wonderful Life. So it is such a great film. And so I definitely recommend seeing that this holiday season with your family or watch it by yourself. Pop some popcorn, settle in. It's about an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours long, but it's a great film. It moves wonderfully. They just remastered it to be in color because originally it was in black and white. So now all the fun in color, which makes it so much better. Like, oh, my God, guys, you're going to love this film in color. When I saw it in color recently, for me, it was like watching it for the very first time. So I totally recommend It's a Wonderful Life. It's a fabulous film. Everyone should check it out. The next film I want to recommend is also another classic, and that is Christmas in Connecticut, starring the beautiful Barbara Stanwyck and Gary Cooper. So they teamed up for this film because, you know, they were also Dead Meet John Doe, which is another great classic, but we won't talk about that one. Anyway, they teamed up for this wonderful holiday film where Gary Cooper stars as his character is a soldier, and he goes to Barbara Stanwyck's farmhouse for the Christmas holidays. Now, Barbara Stanwyck's character, she is a cook, but not really a cook, but she's a cook on TV. She has her own cooking show, and she wrote so many cooking books, and all the housewives, and everyone just loves her. She's like America's sweetheart. But what they don't know is that she really can't cook. She's like me, you know? She really exists. There's so many women that we give the illusion.
That's saying a lot.
Hey, you do what you got to do. But it's such a great film. So for publicity, she has this farmhouse, and she's going to cook a wonderful holiday meal. And she's invited Gary Cooper, who is a soldier, to come to have Christmas dinner with her and her family. So she hires a husband. She hires kids. And she hires a whole family. And it's so cool. And they fall in love, and it's great. It's a beautiful film. It's a great holiday film. So Christmas in Connecticut. And the snow scene, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. So be on the lookout for that. But definitely check out Christmas in Connecticut. Also, It's a Wonderful Life. The third film for you is Meet Me in St. Louis. And Meet Me in St. Louis actually is a film that is a film for off season because it has a beautiful Christmas scene, but then there's a spring scene, a summer scene. It's awesome. And it's all about, it stars Judy Garland, and it's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful scene. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful film. So I definitely recommend Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland, Mary Astor, Margaret O'Brien, Lucille Bremer. It's such a good film. So you definitely want to check that out. It's got songs that you love. It's a musical, of course. It's got many songs that you know and love from Clang, Clang, Clang with the Trolley is one song. The Monkey See, Monkey Do. And then also the Timeless, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, sung by the wonderful Judy Garland. It's such a great song, and it was introduced to the film, and it is so good. So Meet Me in St. Louis, definitely. So these are my top three for this week. And to recap, that It's a Wonderful Life, number one, Christmas in Connecticut, number two, and Meet Me in St. Louis, number three. All of these films are amazing. You're going to love them. And if you love musicals, you're definitely going to love Meet Me in St. Louis. So this is CB with Movie Talk with CB. So check it out. And we'll be right back after these messages.
If you just joined in, don't you dare leave. I'm gonna give you something that'll make your blood bleed. Blog Talk and iHeartRadio, dude. Apple Podcasts, Facebook, and YouTube. The newest and the hottest podcast in the nation. Coming at you every week with some daily motivation. Cell phone, PC, tablet, I don't care. No matter where you're at, we will reach you everywhere. Now back to the show, CB and the boys.
All right, all right. And everyone, welcome back to CB and the Boys. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Two things.
So which one, do you guys think you want to check out?
You missed one. First of all, you missed Die Hard. That's the number one Christmas movie. All that other shit can sit to the side. So you didn't say
exactly.
Die Hard. Right. For the fellas.
Exactly. Die Hard. Die Hard.
Come on, man.
All right.
Die Hard's the best.
All right, so why Die Hard? You have to explain
actually,
your...
Die Hard and his other one that he did with Damon Wayans. With Damon Wayans.
Oh, what's that name, Christian?
The Long Start?
You talking about Last Boy Scout?
The Last Boy Scout, that's it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, really Christmas. Die Hard, though. Die Hard is everybody's favorite cussing Christmas movie, dog, because the man says, see, he and his wife are estranged, ex-wife, whatever, and then she gets abducted by the kidnappers at the Nakatomi, and then you've got Reginald Bell Johnson was the father from Family Matters. I mean, come on. Like, and then Bruce Willis gets to save the, you know, the whole city, barefoot, blues and shit, with machine guns and yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, and it's snowing. It's great. I mean, it's great. Come on, man. Die Hard is but no, real talk, I've seen It's a Wonderful Life, all the rest of them. Listen, you know what? Everybody's favorite old school people, that's fine. No, not going to do it. but Die Hard, man. You got to have Die Hard. It's got to be done.
Got to have Die Hard.
Yeah. You know what
that,
I think is funny?
And the Grinch is
like,
Christmas.
She's a huge Christmas fan. I mean, I think for the most part people are, but what I realize about parents, like when you got other things to really do, it's just another commercial time of year that you want to get through. Like, I get that it's supposed to be whatever, but, and again, not to kind of pee on Christmas because it's fun with family and things like that, but the whole anxiety and pressure and all that behind, oh, got to rush and get this and get that when you're trying to make plans for, like, the real world and shit. It's kind of weird because you have to take a break out of your normal life and say, okay, I'm going to go. Now I've got to shop and remember this person and that person. But, again, there are things I love about it. It's my daughter's birthday. My son comes to town. You know, you get with your family. But I'm close to my family anyways for that, you know, for all intents and purposes. That's not an issue. So there are good things about it, but I'm not going to – it's so over hyper commercialized, like every holiday in this, you know, country, that particular meaning of it means nothing to me. You know, we adults are just like, gosh, okay, what do I have to get now? who did I forget now? So, I mean, it's cool, it's fun, it is what it is. But to me, it's like, okay, how many days before I can start pulling my contract and working again? Because we're trying to do things. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not being screwed. Just my kid's birthday. So, you know, she shared her birthday with Jesus. So it's all good on that front. Meaning you were kind of a kid. Yeah.
Look, I didn't even get the question. I was just about to tell you, you need to let us folks know what we need to be doing about the extra pounds that we're going to be gaining during this little holiday season, honey. This little...
Hey, so I mean, I'm just saying.
We got to lose a little 15 so we can gain a little 20 and then get back to the 5 after the year turnover. So tell us what we need
okay.
to
do. Let me hit you with this. If you got some flabby and bringing flam, then check this out. Roger's biggest trip of the week.
Hey, you know how sometimes you leave the house and you leave one of your kids with all the remote and the money?
Wait a minute, put it back up
again,
Josh.
Hey, look.
If you get some quality and put any flam, then check this out. Roger's biggest trip of the week.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he looks good, but he's got terrible running form. We'll talk about that later, though. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go.
So knowing full well what's about to go down, this is what I want my people to do. I love everybody. I need you guys to think about this, okay? Think about the holidays. People go, I'm not eating all day. I'm saving up for the big meal. Mistake number 1 through 3. You can't do that. Okay, so let's just, before we even get into what workouts, we have to get on schedule. Eat like you normally eat. If you eat a small breakfast, do that. If you eat a small lunch or whatever, do that. Because when you go, I haven't eaten all day, what's the next thing that's going to come at 5 p.m. or whatever? Oh, I feel funny because I haven't eaten all day. Now you can't eat and you can't enjoy your meal. It happens every year. And I'm talking to all of y'all out there that are over the age of 5, because your old ass ought to know better than to do that. But you do it anyway. You save up all day waiting for the big meal and you can't enjoy it. You're stupid. Don't do that. Your body doesn't like it.
And it I'm makes your body 1%. Because I don't eat for 2 days, and then I throw down.
You're remedial, though. You're different, George. You know, George, you do things differently. You're on your own planet, baby boy. You're on your own planet.
You know what? We should have a remote control on the other side where we could just mute him. Because, you know, he looked like he could eat, like, 5 plates of food, and I gained 2 pounds over there with the bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. So, see, nobody even wants to talk to George because he makes people mad.
I ain't 2 days.
See, so,
we
okay.
Don't care.
Yeah, baby. I'm that garbage disposal.
We're going to put George on the outside of that bell-shaped curve because he'll make everybody mad. So we're not talking about George because he can do that. For us,
I got to double up everything. You know what I'm saying? I got 2 turkeys at Thanksgiving, one for me, one for everybody else. Yeah.
But, yeah, also, for those that don't know, he's a very tall individual. So most of the time, like, the food takes, like, 7 hours to get from their head to their feet. You know, he's, don't worry about them. He's very tall. So for normal human beings, you know, it's different. You can't. Everybody ain't 6'4" and a half. But
Roger, give us a tip. Give us a tip for real.
Okay, so here's the deal. Eat normally, but what I would say is throughout the holidays, eat frequently. But it's nothing that you guys don't know. But like what I do, especially if you're going to cook, for those people that are cooking, if you notice, the cooks almost never have a plate of what they make because they kind of sample throughout. Take that, but don't take it to the extreme. You know, eat small portions. I would rather you eat 6 times a day than to eat 2 times and have really big meals. So if you really know you love grandma's mac and cheese and mom's yams and so-and-so turkey, eat a small plate. Come back 2 hours later. Come back 2 hours after that. And if people go, you eating again, go, yeah, shoot yourself. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Because I'll guarantee you, yours will burn off quicker than if you sit on a meal for a king, and then you're going to be shut down for the whole day. You can't function. That's not how your body really is designed.
Right.
Your body is meant to put a little fuel in and keep going. And so,
and let me chime in right there, because you got a really good point, because what a lot of people don't really know, what they don't realize, is when they do that whole, I'm going to go on this starvation binge right before this meal time, the entire time you do that, your stomach shrinks.
Mm-hmm.
You go to have this great big meal, and guess what? You can't eat it all. But you stuff yourself, and then you're miserable for the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very true. What he's talking about, he's very, very correct. Starvation syndrome is a real thing. When your body thinks it's not going to get more fuel, it will hang on to what it has. So believe it or not, the less often you eat, the more you gain. Your body will hold on to that because it's like, I'm just going to get another meal. If you eat, it's kind of like filling your car. You fill your car up once a week. You drive as far as you can until the light comes on. Some people stop every day or two. Either way, like I said, you're going to get where you need to go. It's just a matter of the energy expenditure. So that on top of what I would say is, you know what? Do yourself a favor. For those who aren't into doing all the extra working out, just walk everywhere. No elevator. Take steps. Don't drive to the mailbox or drive down to the store if the weather's permitting and the area's okay. Walk. All these little things will negate that little bit you ate. If you eat a small meal that's 300, 400, 500 calories, you can get rid of a good portion of that by walking, taking steps, doing exercise. Now you have to, you're back at zero. You start with a new meal, and then you don't have extra calories on top of each other. These are really little things we can do to keep that holiday weight off, because we're all going to do it. I mean, I've got something that I'm training for at the turn of the year. So believe it or not, we all have to get into some. I'm going to change up my diet. I'm going to change up the way that I train and things like that. And I will keep everybody posted with that. We're doing we're competing. We're fighting for, it's called Tap Out for Cancer. We'll talk about it later for those, everybody's been affected by it. So we got people that are training for that. But I'm going to have a little regime that I'm going to kick in for about a month or so before, you know, we're up. So when everybody's fighting, you're going to get in your best shape. So that being said, I promise you I won't tell you anything that I don't do myself. I walk a lot. I take steps, not elevators. And I, you know, I eat small meals, but I eat constantly throughout the day. And consequently, when you wake up in the morning, even if you went to bed rubbing your stomach, you wake up in the morning and it's flatter. It's a little flatter, believe it or not. It's little things. You don't have to do a whole lot. You don't have to become a gym rat. You don't have to run X amount of miles. You just have to be smart. It's a numbers game. So this holiday season, I want everybody to think about that. It's a numbers game. And if we, you know, if we get into, you know, we're going to do our financial tip later on, I'm going to come back to that numbers game, but it won't be about weight. It'll be about finance. So with that being said, you know, enjoy all you want in small amounts. And then really frequently, if you eat 5-6 times a day, you'll end up losing a couple of pounds a day or a pound a day or whatever, as opposed to one big meal that your body can't handle. And then just get your steps in. Yeah, hey, shit, I bet everybody out there got Fitbits they don't use. Get your steps in. Don't take the escalator at the mall when you go Christmas shopping. Walk. Go up the steps. Come down. Carry yourself. Park far away from the mall. Walk your car. Little things over and over and over again. Pennies make dollars, baby. Pennies make dollars. Do little things, and you'll get big results. I'm out.
What's your average steps a day, guys?
I couldn't begin to tell you because you realize, like, if I, you know, I talked to you guys the other day. Sometimes I'm on a roof. Sometimes the network cabinet's up here. Sometimes I'm in the basement. I have to go up and down ladders. I mean, when you're dealing with networks, And you know, IT people keep their access points, Wi-Fi networked everywhere. I'm climbing ladders. I'm carrying things. I'm doing that all day. This is after I do my normal routine at a gym or whatever. So I couldn't even begin to tell you.
I maintain that fitness app on my phone. It's been on there for like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just, you know, it just runs in the background. So it's always counting how many steps I do a day. Mind you, I work at Wally World. So I'm average anywhere from, but they say a good healthy day of walking is like 6,000 steps a day. 6,000 to 8,000 steps a day is a good average steps for walking. That's when you're doing plenty of walking. I average 25,000 to 30,000 steps a day.
Well, dang!
Wow.
That's true. It like he's saying, it's just a numbers game. It really is. It's nothing more. It's nothing less. It's just about how you add it up. If someone comes and gives you a dollar every day, in 20 days you have 20 bucks. It's no different than if somebody gives you 20 bucks today and no more money for 20 days.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's how you go about it.
George, you can't do it. You can't do it at all. You are not to be caught on a treadmill. You ain't to be caught. But you know what? Shit, maybe some crunches or some shit, but them legs gotta be on point. I get it. That's a lot of
freaking
walking.
But
5 miles, my 5 miles a morning, you know, might do it, but I don't know.
It's funny to watch how much we do for people will pay for convenience. In other words, I've seen people. I remember when I coached track for a lot of years, and I would watch people leave their job, drive to the track, walk a couple of laps, get back in the car and drive to the job. You understand where I'm going with this? So
right.
The atmosphere made you feel better. You drove a couple of miles there, walked about 800 meters, and drove a couple of miles back. Now, I get that it's your lunch break, but this could be reserved for evenings or in the morning or whenever, or you could just walk and never drive anywhere. I see people the mailboxes. I see people drive to the corner store. There's so many things you can do that don't require a gym. I have a lot of workouts that don't require a gym. They give you more atmosphere. They're a little more fun. I mean, for people that are really big into one thing, is fun. But I have a lot of things that are great. I love outdoors. I just got to do as much as I can. And then, like, when the weather gets inclement, then I'll go inside and think. I mean, of course, I can lose weight and whatnot. But there are so many things that don't require a gym where you can have stimulation and you can have an atmosphere and things like that. You know, so I think that's a big part of what I'm going to start doing. Cold in Vegas, I'm sorry, you guys. I was supposed to have a video, but it was cold. Your boy wasn't going out there. So I'm going to try my best to have a video. I'm going to start incorporating some of my own stuff so that you can see that I'm not lying about it, I want to share that with everybody.
That little video that George had up just now is not it.
That ain't me, dog.
As long as
y'all know that ain't me.
The little old man.
You got some funny things, fam. Then check this out. Roger spent his trip of the week.
Hey, listen. First of all, it's the fireworks for me, honey.
He got the little.
Okay, first of all, he's wearing like jean shorts or something like that. You don't work out in those. Second of all, his running form is bad, and I'm a huge, huge critic of running form. But that's okay. I appreciate it, G. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to give you my own, though.
Oh, we got to work out. You got to send him a video quickly, okay?
Yes, I'm going to have to get you my own.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That is. That's too funny. I love it, though. It's too funny. So, no, but especially in the coming year, I want to get everybody a lot more active in some stuff, and in that way, if you see how I'm doing it, you can say, okay, how do I because here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to modify it for every group and every body type, so nobody's going to be like, I can't do those. Yeah, you can. It's going to be modified. I'll try to do it a couple of different ways, and I think that's where it's going to help for me to show it. Whenever Vegas decides to come off this schizophrenic mood swing and get the weather back together, I'm definitely going to get outside and do some stuff and start sharing with you guys.
George is exempt. He cannot send in no video, no pictures, nothing. He just needs to sit right there in a chair. I guess that would be George, right? 10 years from now.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Yes, honey, because that player got all kinds of 20 packs going on, honey, in that damn video.
I know the questions are going to come in, and just this is my quick segue with that. People, I hate New Year's resolutions. I do. I hate them more than you even understand. They are such trash. If you're gonna do it January 1st, do it December 15th. Like, I can't stand it. Do it 5 minutes ago. I hate New Year's resolution. You know what? I make the same one every year, and I keep the same one every year. You know what it is? To not make a damn resolution. If I'm going to change, I'm changing. Right now, I'm going to start tomorrow, tonight, whenever. I can't stand it. I'm going to do the first of the year. Or people go, I'm going to start working out on Monday. It's Wednesday, dog. That's 4 days. Go now. So for those of y'all that are going to go, you can start working. Don't do it. Don't wait until January 1st because you're going to be hungover. And then you're going to be talking about Valentine's Day and your ass is going to be fluffy for February 14th. And then St. Patrick's is going to come around, and even though most of y'all ass ain't Irish, you're going to be drinking green beer and you're going to be fluffy again. And then you're going to be mad because you can't look good on spring break. And then summer's going to come around and you're going to have your 4th of July outfit because your big ass ain't going to be able to tie those ribbons around the back. Start now. Just start now. Start now.
I'm just saying.
But let me know what you're feeling. I got some videos for y'all, though. We're gonna get it right. It's gonna be. We're gonna incorporate that. So that you don't think I'm that big of a liar, at least on this. Plus, I want everybody to keep up with my journey. That hurt.
Welcome back.
Oh. Hey.
Welcome back, everybody.
She
had a little technical difficulties, but she back.
We missed you.
How you doing? How's your mama doing?
Right.
How's your whole damn family doing?
We can't hear you.
Good. Good. Oh, you talking about George or Crystal? George, you know.
No, I can't hear Crystal. We can't hear Crystal. No,
couldn't hear
me. Hear you. On there,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
She muted her phone so that we wouldn't hear all those cuss words.
That's fine.
She was having technical difficulties.
All right, so now we are going to have a music break. And coming up, I've got this song actually definitely kind of coincides with what our topic is tonight on body shaming. So here is Bella Porch, who is a YouTuber. But this is Bella Porch with Build a Bitch.
This ain't Build a Bitch. You don't get to pick and choose. Broke my heart, told me I need fixing, but then I'm just not simple, lot of parts I'm missing, I don't feel like a person, virgin and a victim, that's the kind of girl he wants, but he forgot, this ain't Build a Bitch.
So that was Build a Bitch by Bella Porch, and I was corrected by my daughter. She is a TikToker, not a YouTuber. So sorry about that mistake. So this song definitely coincides with what our topic is tonight when we're talking about body shaming. So when you hear the word body shaming, what comes to mind? According to the Oxford Dictionary, the definition of body shaming is the action or practice of humiliating someone by making mocking or critical comments about their body shape or size. For example, she is not the only celebrity to speak up about body shaming or expressing mockery or criticism about a person's body shape or size. For example, the singer has been dealing not only with the heartache, but with the nasty body shaming comments. So also body shaming can be deemed a form of bullying as well. And it's usually the victims are people that already have low self-esteem, and they try to break them and just sink them lower and lower and lower into no self-esteem. So when you guys think of the word body shaming, or when you think of body shaming, what comes to mind?
I can't really elaborate much on that because I don't like it. You know, when people talk about people's weight or this and that, okay, they so big as a house. Oh, they too small. Oh, they. I can't even get into conversations like that because I think at some point or another in life, we all have challenges with some part of our body. And I think, like, even with models, like, we would look at these, you know, size 4-6 models, and we're like, oh, my gosh, you guys don't even understand what they go through. Like, they are sitting up starving themselves, and, you know, they are actually, like, the worst of the worst, you know, because they really go through it. So at the end of the day, it's like everybody goes through something with it, no matter how perfect you may think that this individual is or isn't, we're all going through it. We're never satisfied with ourselves. And I think you can kind of like piggyback on that, Roger, because I'm pretty sure that you go through a lot of that when you're dealing with people that come to you for, you know, for help, really, you know?
It's crazy, and you said it best. Everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody, all four of us, everybody out there has an issue that you know yourself better than anybody on the planet.
Even though,
we're giving George a bunch of grief because, I mean, George is just, listen, he's a tall brother, he's slim, he's tall. Now, the dark and handsome part, I mean, I guess his wife thinks he's all right. I don't know.
Oh!
But,
you know what?
But
today it's not the shade night. It's not the shade night.
I'm darker than him. But you know what's funny? Think about it, and that's a good point. People use colorism, body shaming. Is she blonde and blue? Does she have a nice behind? Is he muscular? Every one of us has something we deal with. Even if you have fantastic, you know, abs, but you might have terrible legs, or you might have, you know, like you said, as a woman, I think people tend to think body shaming is strictly weight-based. It is not. And you're right, Mimi. When I tell you I've seen and heard it all, it's heartbreaking to encounter people who you look at and go, oh, my goodness, everybody has beauty in them. But in order to – you have confidence is actually the killer of body shaming. We all have things about us that people – now, so for me, obviously at this point, if someone were to say, I don't care what they don't like about me, they may not like the fact that I have a goatee, or they don't like the fact that I'm, you know, my height or weight or shape. I've got an answer for that, but that's me. I've spent my, whole adult life, you kind of build your ammo up for that kind of thing. But everybody is not like that. Some people are not prepared to engage, and therefore you can't retaliate. You can only retreat.
Yeah.
And those are the people we worry about, because those are the people that end up doing very, very detrimental things to themselves, if not worse. And so you're right. I think it's gotten way – it's always been out of control. It's become more addressed lately. Because with the advent of social media and all these, engines that allow for the world has become this big. You can look into someone in, Lithuania's front yard and see what they look like gardening, just like you can look into someone's office in Japan. It's amazing, but at the same time, it creates a whole level of stimulus that people aren't ready for. And unfortunately, you have to love who you are, because – although I can't say you can't change it, because technically you can change just about anything. But think about how you have to feel to go to that level of paying for it, whether it be, enhancement, reduction, whatever the case may be. For every woman that wants a breast augmentation, there are a lot of sisters and ladies out there that are dying to get some of that shit taken off. And people go, you're lucky. No, you don't know. You don't know what women that are very well endowed up there go through, back issues, lots of things. People that are small wish they had it because of the pictures and things like that. You don't know what people go through if you have to carry anything in excess or not enough. It's always something. If you don't sit right in the middle, then you stick out. Now, how do you handle that? And most people can't. It's difficult standing alone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure. Like, I feel like this. If you have broad shoulders, by that I mean you can say what you want to me. I'm not going to let you say anything about the person next to me or the person next to them because maybe they can't handle it, and it'll push them over the edge. And that's something I could
right.
not.
Right.
I can't go with you. I want to with them.
Right.
I think it's unnecessary. Look, I love you for you. If you're your height and your shape and your hair length and your eye color, that's why I love you. It ain't because if you had green eyes, you'd be better. If you had blonde hair, you'd be better. That's a crock of shit. Then you wouldn't be Mimi. You wouldn't be Crystal. He wouldn't be George. I wouldn't be Roger. But people have to have acceptance. And when you can actually force them. You can just say, accept me or never talk to me again. You can force acceptance or you can force someone to disappear. But there are people that bully like
that. Better with blonde hair.
Well, that's the only
thing out there we need to have. I can't even imagine George with hair. If George had a fade, I wouldn't know what to do.
But you nailed it when you said acceptance, because it's all about acceptance.
Sure.
According to the Merriam-Webster.com, body shaming is, of course, as I said, the act of practicing or subjecting someone to criticism or mockery for supposed bodily faults or imperfections. And this
right.
also includes not only criticizing others, but also yourself. Comparing any aspect of your physical appearance to another is a recipe for disaster. So basically, body shaming is more than what you might think. And it's a reason for...
Let me ask you a question.
Correct. Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So where does the line stop between not my type and body shaming?
You don't have to
I like this. I don't like that.
Well, the thing is this, it's how you deliver that message to another. If someone approaches you and they want to know if they're your type or they ask what your type is, everybody has a type. I mean, that goes without saying. But it's the way you deliver that message. If you are flippant about it and someone, you know, wants to know, so what's your type? And you're like, well, not you, you know, that's kind of rude. If you're rude about it,
that's not body shaming, though, by saying that.
Maybe you don't like her, no.
Right, so we drifted just a little bit, but I want to say something about that. Because you can get that 6'4 dude that's 210 or 220 pounds, and he got a six-pack and all that shit, and 5 years later, he's 8 months pregnant, and he done became 300 pounds. What you going to do with him? You're not going to throw the man away, are you?
I will address that. I will address that. I love what Crystal said in response to that. So what G was talking about is personal preference. So without, and Crystal said, how you deliver the message. So if you say, I prefer this height, this size, this whatever, I know people that are very, very specific. Okay, let's take my son who's funny as hell. My son is very slender. You know, he's young, slim. Six pack, but you know we would back in our day we'd say skinny, which you don't say. But you know he's got the six pack abs, he's got a metabolism like a rat, so he's fat. He's Mimi's color, my son's his color. He's full of shit. Now my son likes dark skinned women, which is hilarious to me because everybody in my family is about my complexion. I may be the you know we're all ranging here, and it's funny. But again, based on maybe whatever experience he had or whatever, that's his preference. He's not mean to lighter people. Like I tell him all the time, you're the brightest beige there is. You're piss color, boy. But he likes dark-skinned women because of an experience. It doesn't mean he hates lighter women. It just means that's his preference. Now, if he went around and did, like, there have been rappers out there, I'm not saying names, who have made huge issues about saying that light skin or red bone or this or that are better than others. And it makes people mad because, again, I'm never going to take a dump on any woman. I love my women. I take care of my sister. Look, what you like is what you like. Some people's preference is no preference. Some people's preference is yes over here. I got a buddy who loves tall women. He's maybe my height, you know, a hair under 6 feet tall. But he loves tall women. If you 6'1", 6'2", he's in heaven. And I'm like, my guy, He wants women like George's height. That's his thing, and he likes light. I know what everybody's different. And again, I think about my history from the time I've dated 4'6" to 6'2", and you the color of the rainbow, and the gamut has been run on size, shape, whatever. But some people are very specific. Like CB said earlier, you can't take a dump on anybody else. You just have to go, no, this is my preference. So what George was saying is, what if you have a preference? Fine. If you have a preference and someone who's not in that comes up and says, hey, how you doing? You go, thank you. No, thank you. But when you walk around and go, if you're this tall, you know, you're no good. If you're this size, you're no good. If you're, you know, if you're bigger than 5'6", you're disgusting. That's bullshit. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now, Ashley Graham, she's married to a brother in Nebraska. That's a bad girl. Like I said, that she pregnant. She's getting bigger by the day. She could get it. I would a football tackle her big ass. That's a fine woman. I'm saying that to say. Listen, her husband.
And if you're listening.
Ashley Graham, if you're listening. I ain't saying I want you divorced because you got a lovely family. I tackle your girl. I tackle you. She might be my size. Shit, she can get it. I'm saying all that to say it goes across the board. I meant it. Shit, I said it. But for people that are that specific, it usually comes down to an insecurity that they've seen, something that's been pushed upon them, be it most trauma comes from childhood. It really does. Most trauma that we experience, whether it's colorism, sexism, size, any kind of prejudice usually occurs against us or in front of us as children. Pay attention, because when you people that don't like something or don't like someone, they're going to go, when I was little, X, Y, Z happened. And so you have to retrain yourself to think differently. And because people don't understand that this stems from way back, you have to address where it came from. Maybe your parents taught you that. Maybe your best friend. Maybe school influenced you. But one way or the other, it has made it so that you see something different. If you were the only, if you were the tallest, think about how it used to be when people were really, really tall girls in junior high and high. You were bigger than all the boys. You felt weird about it until you got to high school and guys grew and things like that. Those girls were the most uncomfortable creatures I've ever seen, was young ladies that were 5'10", 6 foot in seventh grade, and all the boys are still 4'11". Terrible. Or if you develop first. Now I know there's no shortage of boobage on this.
George over there taking a sip on what you just said, because he got this whole thing going across the forehead that says I can't relate.
No, right. He looking teachers in the eye in the fifth grade. He looking at the principal in the eye and says, hey, George, how about you eat shit and die? We don't care about you right now.
Are you body shaming me for being tall?
I'm shaming. Kiss my ass. Hey, George is probably dunking in seventh grade. I don't care. I don't like you.
You know, it's a really interesting thing.
As a matter of fact,
I never knew that that term existed. Body shaming. Yeah. I've never heard about it until I saw it on the flyer, and I was like, okay. I mean, I get it, but I never knew that the term existed. But yeah, I guess it does.
So think about it. If you come from a world where the majority of the people, you guys kind of fit a similar mold, no matter what that may be, if you're in a particular neighborhood or school or whatever. Now, imagine if you're someone who's outside that box by going to a different school, i.e. a private school, a school in a different neighborhood, a school in a different socioeconomic background. You're going to see something different. If you're a brown kid going to a school full of white people, it's going to come off a little differently, because it's going to be seen in a different visage, especially in the generation that we came up in. I'm sorry, but it wasn't a lot of Karens with booties and things like that in the 80s. It just wasn't. And so when you see a curvy sister, or you see somebody who's developing a little bit sooner, no matter who it is, people are going to be like, whoa, because it's an anomaly. Just like if you're the very short, the very tall, if you're exceptionally fast, smart, there's a thousand things that will make you stick out and make a young person very uncomfortable. But it's when people go, ooh, I don't like that, and you have no idea what that is about. And unfortunately, this country and this world and certain industries have given beauty a name and a face, and it doesn't match everybody. I don't agree at all,
yeah.
Which is why I love the fact that we have Ashley Grahams and Lizzo's and Lunel's and Queen Latifah.
And Monique's.
Monique's. Now, I know Queen Latifah, like, I know she likes girls.
Because real women have curves.
Get it.
But society's view of beauty is being a stick and not eating, you know, what you see airbrushed on these magazines. It's not real. That's why Kendrick Lamar had the song, you know, show me some cellulite, show me some women with stretch marks, show me some real stuff. Because everything is so, it's so airbrushed. Everything is so fake these days that it's hard to decipher what is real and what isn't. Like the late, like they slay these wigs now. You can't tell if it's somebody's hair or if it's a wig. They got the baby
hairs
pumping and everything.
See,
like,
that's the thing that I hate because,
George,
for the longest time, hold on, Mom, I got to say this in there. For the longest time, my biggest fear was going to bed with this one and waking up with somebody else. Like, damn, that's not what she looked like last night.
That only happened one time.
I mean, that's just a flat out lie. In my opinion, in my one person's opinion, that's a flat out lie. Don't come to me with hair down to your shoulder blades, and it's really ain't no longer in mine. You know what I'm saying? You just lied to me, is what you did.
We're talking about the physical lie. That's I want that. That's a different show because, boy, Hollywood Shuffle is going to come into play. But don't give it away, George.
That's definitely a different show. But I was going to say, Stevie, you mentioned something about, or who was it just now? I think it was yourself, Roger, that mentioned. No, it was Stevie. Mentioned something about the stretch marks and this and that. And George in the back and all of a sudden, he just shook like somebody electrocuted his ass. George, what was that? You gotta explain it. Because I'm sitting here, I can't help it but to start laughing. And I'm like, y'all be doing the darnest thing when we talking about a serious matter.
Hey, I know, but I mean, you know, I'm sorry, Kendrick, but I can't get with you on that one.
Okay.
Go ahead. But what really
everybody
got the attention
thing.
Was
everybody
that Kim Kardashian posted a picture of herself. Now, we know she got butt implants. We know she got boob implants. So what on her is real? And we know she got her lips done. In fact, she had her whole face done. So
their whole family, nothing.
How do you have the audacity? And she got a lot of flack for this, a lot of backlash, for posting a picture of herself when you know she's had work done as a real woman when you're plastic.
What was the post about? What was the post about?
When Kendrick Lamar, when he first came out with that song, when he said, you know, show me some stretch marks, show me some, you know, tell you, show me your
Did she show her stretch marks?
She's got those.
Yeah, okay. She has stretch marks. But she was showing her butt is what she was showing, saying that she has cellulite. It's not a real butt.
Yeah.
It's
anybody who's made it, anybody who has any type of substantial growth. Cat, wait, okay, I'm going to quote my boy Cat. Cat, this is for you, baby. Cat said, if you got stretch marks, either you were small and got big, or you were big and got small. Either way, we fucking. Either way. Now, I wholeheartedly agree with that because if you work out heavily,
did you just,
it's amazing.
Did you just say that? Did you just say that out loud?
Go ahead.
Explicit language, which may be offensive to some viewers, are inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Go ahead, show me. I solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and I got to quote my man. That being said, even sometimes, look, now I don't know how many people turn the lights off early when they do all that shit, but I'm going to make you leave them on because as a grown-up, I'm trying to see it. I'm trying to see what you got. I want to know because we're not hiding nothing. I'm grown. If we got to do all that, go back to grade school. That being said, you're going to see a whole hell of a lot more stretch marks after the age of 30 than you're going to see. Well, there is no perfect. It doesn't matter what a doctor has done.
My God.
Can get stretch marks. You can get stretch marks by growing too quickly. If you grow from 6 foot to 6'7", you're going to have them. If you start lifting weights and you go from 190 to 240, you're going to have stretch marks. That means nothing. Like I said, it's just a badge of honor. Now, I understand if you're talking, furthermore, any woman over a certain age has had children, promise you got them. Promise you. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see. Like Martin Lawrence said, I'm going to lay on the side, pat that pouch, because we're going to have fun. None of that is a deal breaker when you're an adult. I'm an adult, man. I'm not playing this game. I'm not 19. I'm not playing that game. But the thing is, some people do have hang-ups like that. And the problem is, here's what I'm going to say. The majority of people that have these long lists of must-haves cannot even fulfill their own list. People that have a list of all these shits have a bunch of ain't got. She or he has got to have this, that, this. Guess what? You don't have that shit, but these are your requirements. And people won't look at the person in the mirror. So I'm not about to do that. I love you who you are.
I used to have a long list of what I wanted.
Now,
since I've been in the dating pool and we know that it is empty, my only request is have a job.
This is yes. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm telling you. That's where I was. That's when I knew I hit that certain age when my requirements went from this to this to this to this to two things. I needed you to have a job and have it for longer than 5 years.
I just changed my list. Guess when I changed my list, though?
This ought to be good.
Yesterday.
You'll change it, man.
Okay.
I changed my list yesterday because I realized since I've been swimming in this dating pool and it's got garbage in it, and it's got
shallow.
Pee in it. And
in order to get everything you was looking for, you're going to have about 8 motherfuckers, huh?
Man, it's got little
you're
going to
have to
that,
pull a bit.
Yeah. Like, my perfect man, let me tell you, my perfect man is bald, or either he's got a nice short fade. I do not do dreads. I don't like dreads because I feel like if a man is too lazy to comb his hair, then he's too lazy to do anything. I don't do that.
I mean, it's your thing. It's your thing.
I don't comb my hair. Does that make me lazy?
You don't have your hair. So
yeah.
You're like,
I'm just checking.
I love bald men. Bald men is sexy. Just don't have those razor bumps behind your head. That stuff is nasty. Nobody wants to run their fingers through razor bumps. Not tomorrow, not ever. They can meet me on the corner of Hell No Avenue and not in this Lifetime Boulevard. No.
But my thing is, when we talk about people that have hang-ups, I think people can hang on for a long time before they say, and here's what's weird. I have a buddy, and it's his thing, my good friend. face, body, it is what it is. He has his particular ideology. Remember Eddie Murphy and Boomerang? He was like, she was perfect, but her feet were jacked up. Like, he's like that. Some people are like that. Some people, like, it whatever their thing is their thing. Some people, it can be fingernails. It can be hair. It can be a lot of things. I have a buddy who absolutely will not date a woman who wears a wig. Even if she has hair like you two ladies, she can have her own hair, but she likes to kind of rock different. He just won't do it. Even if she's like, I've got my own hair, I just like a different style. He just can't do it. It's a thing. It's a block in here. He can't do it. And so I think we all have what kind of makes us tick and go around. I think it can be fun and entertaining if it's not malicious and mean. And I think because people can be real gangster behind these screens and behind, like, keyboards and shit, I think it's made it so that, and again, to quote another one of my favorite people in the world, Mike Tyson, I said it. He said, everybody is tough and bad and all that shit because they forgot what it's like to get punched in the mouth. So, see, you can talk all this shit behind your monitor and your phone because people can't see you right here. You won't do that in person. So people can cyberbully. And they would never say that to someone's face or in public, but you become this gangster behind. So I think people like that should be disregarded. Because if you can't tell me to my face that you hate something about me, to me, that just means you really envy it. You just don't know what to say. People say, oh, he's too short. She's too big. Her breasts are too small. His butt's too big for a man. What that means is either you're paying too much attention, there's some type of envy. Why do you know this much about someone? So I need everyone out there who feels like they're being shamed or bullied to stop and think about that. If enough people are talking about something about you, you're probably more admired than you are despised. But you got to believe that. You got to believe. See, I would do me. Shit, I've seen me naked.
Hey, real quick. I got a body shaming song.
What?
A body shaming song.
Okay.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm funky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the and I even got my own dance. Come on, let's do the Humpty Hump. Check it out, y'all. Let's do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. Let's do the Humpty Hump. Do the Humpty Hump. People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You're fair, you're clear, you're constantly trying to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the I'm a Humpty nose, will tickle your I know this big. I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do is give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is a chance to do the Humpty.
Come on. Yeah, sexy baby,
do the
Humpty. Come on, I'll do the Humpty, huh? Sexy baby, everybody. me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah, that's a break, y'all. Let me know that bass groove right here.
I just had to do it.
Well,
I just had to do it.
I have a body shaming song too. Are you ready for the shame song? Here we go. Woohoo!
If you wanna be having mother in your life, never make a friend feel on for your right. Go for my personal part of you, get another girl to marry you. If you wanna be having mother in your life, never make a friend feel on for your right. Go for my personal part of you, get another girl to marry you. My friends, they wanna make the hustle look strong. Every woman calls a real town call. As soon as he made it, that lives in town. That will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, or you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman who feels on time, she'll always give you peace of mind. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, just never make a friend you want for your wife. Those from my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you.
Lucky for you, I don't know which song that is because I would just delete it right off of the file list.
Probably would. All right, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But now our time is done. So go ahead and say your goodbyes. Till next week for our Christmas show.
Yes, I promise to be early next week. And Phoebe will never play that song again because we're going to delete it from her. We're going to find a way to get into that damn thingy, Wi-Fi, into the thing. Yeah. She's about to get this. We're going to cut that shit out.
I got access.
I won't play it again. But, I mean, it definitely, you know, went
tonight
with what we're talking about.
But, guys, until next time.
I played it for educational purposes. All right, everyone, thank you. George?
Peace, love, and hair grease.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thanks for rocking out with CB and the boys. Coming to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation. So hopefully you got motivation, conversation, music. I know you got laughter, and hopefully you had a whole lot of fun. So we'll be back next week, same time, same station, Blog Talk Radio. You can catch our playback on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts. Definitely check us out. Now, get prepared, those who are watching us on Bego Live, as well as Facebook and YouTube, for our quick after show. So we're going to have a little bit more fun. Fun's not done. All of you who are listening to us on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts, like us and subscribe on YouTube and join in all the fun. So we will see you next week. And to take us home,
is Zing with All I Want This Winter. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your night. Again, thank you so much for rocking out with us. Your love and support mean the world to us. Remember, you can do and be anything you want in this life as long as you work hard and believe in yourself. But above all things, love yourself. We love you. We believe in you. Now like us and subscribe on all of our platforms. And don't forget to check us out on cbandtheboys.org. Check out our new website. Buy some CB and the Boys merch. I'd love to see you in our CB and the Boys merch. And if you do purchase the merch, take a picture, take a selfie, and send us your selfie so we can post that. So you can be wearing our new merch. So everybody, enjoy the rest of your night. Get ready for the after show and take us home. And All I Want This Winter, or basically it's called In Your Hands, which they never say that in the song, but hey, it's a song. So here it's Zing and In Your Hands, and we will see you next week. Also, shout out to BTS, who made it back to Korea safely. They're on their Christmas break, so we'll see them again next year in March for the Grammys. So it's going to be exciting. They're going to kill it. And let's hope this year is the year that they actually get one. So everybody keep your fingers crossed. Vote BTS across the board, and we will see you next week. And here is Zing. Bye-bye.
Ooh, where are you? I miss you. I can't get you out of my mind. I never imagined I'd be here all by myself. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.